Welcome back into the Jake Asman Show right here on SB Nation Radio. He was a first-round draft pick, a defensive rookie of the year, an eight-time Pro Bowl selection, and an NFC champion. But soon, an official member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That, of course, is Brian Urlacher, and he joins us now. Brian, let's start with this. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, Brian, for you, when you first found out you were going to be inducted into the Hall, what was that moment like for you?
You know, I don't know if it really hit me right away, honestly, to go in this year, honestly. I was really, you don't want to count on something. I didn't want to be disappointed. How about that? So I went into the process not sure, but I hoped to get there and that process, your family. So just elation, and I was really surprised, honestly.
Brian, for you, there's so many people in your life influenced your career, so many coaches, so many former teammates. When you think back on your career, who are some of the people that immediately stand out that had the biggest impact on your career?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many. You know, I go back to high school with Coach Quinones, Coach Faith, college, Coach Long, Coach Mendenhall, Coach Tyerson, Coach Francione, then go to NFL, Coach Lindsay, Coach Blash, Coach Duran, Coach Coach Babbage, Coach Smith, Coach Marinelli. You know, just so many. And that's just coaches. And you look at my friends, I feel like I have the best core group of friends ever. you know how you hear the guys who have yes men? I have a bunch of no men. Because when I do something stupid or dumb, they definitely let me know about it. So it wasn't like a bunch of cheerleaders for me. It was guys telling me what I should not be doing. So it was quite the opposite for me with my core group of guys.
Hall of Fame linebacker Brian Urlacher, our guest right here on SB Nation Radio. Brian, have you thought about what you're going to say in your speech?
Oh, I've thought about it, yeah. I got it all written. You know, I was working on it before I spoke to you, just trying to get it honed in. You know, it's written. I just got to get the presentation correct because I'm a fast talker, if you can tell. So I need to slow my butt down and try and relay my message I'm trying to get across to everybody.
Spending a few minutes here with Brian Urlacher on SB Nation Radio. And Brian, for you, you played your entire career with the Chicago Bears. I mean, how special is it knowing you're going into the Hall and you played your whole career with just one team?
It's a big deal to me. You know, it's so hard in this day and age with free agency and, you know, players get older, they release them or they cut them. And I think it's a testament to the Bears, number one, that they didn't do that to me and they don't do that really to most players, just that they understand that it's a big deal to us to play for one team. It was a huge thing for me. I'm very proud that I just spent my whole 13 seasons with the Chicago Bears.
Brian, coming from a small town in the Southwest, how difficult was the adjustment to life in Chicago?
Oh, my. That was a huge deal. You know, I went from Lovington, 8,000 people, to Albuquerque. It was about 600,000 back then. And then Chicago, I think 7 to 10 million. I'm not sure the exact number. So huge jump, man. It was a huge adjustment for me at the beginning. My first couple of years, I didn't do much. I was a homebody. I didn't really take in Chicago the way I should have. I'm sorry, the way I did later in my career. But, you know, the media was the biggest adjustment for me. I went from talking to 2 and 3 people after a game in college to in the NFL. The third biggest media market, you know, 500 people in the locker room after a game. It's a big adjustment, so I got to kind of get ready for that.
Brian, in 2006, you had a chance to play in a Super Bowl. What was that moment like for you? You spend your whole career trying to reach that goal, get an opportunity to play in that game. What was the Super Bowl experience like?
Well, Super Bowl was unbelievable. The week leading up to the game, even the week, because you got 2 weeks before, the week before, you know, practicing, knowing that you're playing in the last game of the season, and then going down to Miami, getting ready for, you know, I tried to approach it as a regular week. It's impossible to do, but that was my mindset. It was just cool. You know, you have media every day at practice. Every day you had to talk before and after practice to the media. And the hype behind around that game is not overblown. It's everything you think it's going to be. And then some. Fortunately, we didn't win, but it was a great experience to get down there and play in that game.
Hall of Fame linebacker Brian Urlacher, our guest right here on SB Nation Radio. And Brian, when you look at that Super Bowl, a lot of people have debated if your former teammate Devin Hester should join you in the Hall of Fame one day. You got a chance, of course, to see him up close. What's your take on that? Do you think Devin Hester belongs in Canton?
No doubt, in my opinion. He should be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he changed the game. And you look at kickoff returns and punt returns, now kickoff returns are pretty much done. But no one will ever duplicate what he did. You know, it'd be so funny to watch teams try and do different things in the game to keep the ball away from him and the ball out of his hands. You know, he was the best at his position and what he did. He revolutionized the kickoff return position. So, I mean, in my opinion, there's no doubt. But, you know, it's weird how people view special team players when it comes to the Hall of Fame.
Brian, take me through your legendary 25-tackle performance. It was Monday night, 2006, against the Cardinals. Yeah. You guys were undefeated at the time. You're down 20-0 in the fourth quarter. What was that game like? What was said at halftime? Take me through that entire experience.
What a game. We turned the ball over 4 or 5 times on offense, and we had to make plays on defense. And it came down to the end of the game, and our offense, you know, sometimes you have games where they play great. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes we stink. Sometimes they're great. So that was our day to kind of pick them up. So we got some takeaways late in the fourth quarter there. We scored on defense. And I really felt like it's hard to explain. I felt like I made every tackle in the second half. It was weird. I don't know if I wasn't getting blocked or what. Caused that fumble there on Edgerin, which Peanut picked up and scored on. And then Devin runs the punt back at the end of the game. You know, we scored 24 points in that game and never scored an offensive touchdown. We came back and won 24-23. But at halftime, Olin Cruz goes, "We are not losing this game. We're down 20-3. I can vividly remember Olin saying, "We're not losing this game." And we're still down in the fourth quarter, and we just kept fighting and found a way to win.
When you think back in your career, the Super Bowl, of course, you played in, the game we were just talking about on that Monday night, what are some of the memories, some of the games, maybe some of the plays you made that stand out instantly to you?
You know, the plays and all the games are irrelevant to me. My teammates are what stand out to me. My teammates and coaches are the things that stand out in my mind. The things we did, not just on the field, I mean, screwing around the locker room, meetings, practice, just the fun we had because of football. You know, we got to go to work every day and play a game, and we got paid for it. You know, how lucky were we? And I think most of the guys in that locker room and organization realized how lucky we were and how fortunate we were to be paid to play football. So we enjoyed going to work. You know, we worked when we had to, but we had a good time, man. It was a bunch of fun-loving guys in that locker room, and we just really had a good time.
Talking with Brian Urlacher right here on SB Nation Radio. And, Brian, there's been a lot of controversy over Terrell Owens choosing to not participate in the induction ceremony this weekend. Do you think T.O.'s making a mistake?
I think it's his decision. You know, I really wish he was going so he could get his due. You know, the guy was an unbelievable football player. Obviously, he's going to the Hall of Fame. I just wish he could get his due like the rest of us are going to get our due up there for those 20 minutes, how long we're up there, hearing our speeches and the gold jacket ceremony on Friday, the game on Thursday. That's all I wish. You know, I hope he gets what he's looking for at his college, and it's cool he's doing that. It's cool he's giving it for free to people who want to come watch his speech. I have a ton of respect for T.O. I've liked him since day one when I met him and played against him. He was a great opponent. So whatever he wants to do is his thing. You know, I hope he doesn't regret it, and I don't think he will.
Brian Urlacher, our guest right here on SB Nation Radio. And, Brian, do you like the direction the NFL is headed in with many of the new rules favoring the offensive player?
All the rules favor the offense. It's an offensive game. You know, fans want to see points scored. That's just the way the direction the game's going. I get that. It's going to be interesting this year to see how the referees officiate with the new helmet down rule with the running backs and the receivers because, you know, they lower their head just as much as DBs do. If they see someone come and try and tackle them, they lower their head. So it's going to be interesting to see if they call that rule properly, if they actually eject guys or fine them or 15-yard penalty. I'm excited that it's kind of more level, or it's supposed to be more level now. We'll see if they actually call it that way during the games. But it's frustrating to see the way the games change, but I understand we got to make it safer.
And, Brian, I'm not sure if you ever get asked this that much, but I'm a big Entourage fan. You, of course, had a great cameo in that show when it was still on the air. What was that like, getting a chance to be in Entourage?
That was fun. I was really nervous. You know, it's kind of out of my element going out there trying to act with these professionals, but it was fun. You know, the guys made it really easy for me, and my scene was really quick, so it was pretty fun just to get the chance to kind of be in their world for a little bit. But it was fun. They made it simple for me. I had very few lines, which I appreciated, but it was a lot of fun.
He's Brian Urlacher. We'll be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this upcoming weekend. He's nice enough to give us a few minutes on the Jake Asman Show here on SB Nation Radio. Brian, congratulations. You've been someone that has really set the standard for linebacking play in the NFL, and it's great to spend a few minutes with you.
Thanks, Jake. I appreciate having me on.
Brian Urlacher, our guest right here on SB Nation Radio. And